这个题目本来是王天启弟兄呢，他有负担要跟大家交通的。
Originally, Brother Moses Wong has the burden to share this topic with us.
但是很可惜，他因为到四川去救灾，就没办法来参加我们聚会。
We're sorry that because of the earthquake in Sichuan, he needs to went to do the rescuing work, so he cannot come.
钟弟兄呢就嘱咐我，要我和弟兄姊妹交通一点。
So brothers wanted me to share a little about this subject.
我祷告之后呢，你都记得说，应该是 obey。
And after some prayer, I felt that I need to obey.
所以我就答应和弟兄姊妹有点交通。
So I agreed to have some fellowship on this subject. This
我是实在很盼望能和王天启弟兄联络到，能够知道他那个负担是怎样，是什么，或者讲什么，怎样讲。
I hoped that I could contact Brother Moses and to find out what he wants to share and how to share.
但是没法跟他联络。
But I could not contact him.
我在主面前祷告，寻求到底那主要我讲什么。
So I prayed before the Lord and seek what shall I fellowship.
好像里头有两节圣经。
There are two scriptures appeared in my heart.
头一节圣经就是在罗马书十四章。
The first one is in Romans chapter 14.
那里说到神的国不在乎吃喝，乃在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
There it says the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but depends on righteous peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
第二圣经就是在哥林多前书第四章。
And the second scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
神的国不在乎言语，乃在乎全能。
It says that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk but of power.
我就想到了头一句话，头一节圣经呢，讲到国度的生活。
So the first scripture mentions life in the kingdom.
第二处圣经里是让我们讲到国度的侍奉。
The second scripture talks about the ministry service in the kingdom.
让我在这里跟弟兄姊妹点交通，要不知道能够交通出来或交通不出来，我都不知道。
I do not know if I can share clearly about this burden.
我就大概可能不会用一个半钟点的时间。最多一个钟点时间就差不多了。
I may not take up all the hour and a half slotted allotted time. Maybe 1 hour is enough.
那剩下半个钟点，我们或者祷告，或者大家在一起讨论。
And we use half an hour to either pray together or fellowship.
或者是问问题。
Or answer questions.
我们先把这几处圣经读一下。
Let us first read the scriptures.
今天我们光是读那个跟出罗马书十四章。
Today we will read Romans chapter 14 verse 6. I mean verse 17.
为了那个引言呢，需要读一点，读一处圣经，就路加福音十七章。
As an introduction, we shall read the Gospel of Luke chapter.
20:21.
Once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, "The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation."
人也不得说，看他在这里，看他在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
Nor will people say, "Here it is," for there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your heart.
那我们再读罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
我想这两节圣经啊，很简单的。
These two verses are very simple.
一节圣就是为了今天的，是罗马书十四章。
So for today is Romans 14:17.
为了下一次的是读那个林多前书第四章。
For tomorrow is First Corinthians chapter 4.
我想这两节很简单，大家能够把那个记得心里头就不错。
I believe they are very straightforward, so you can, if you can memorize them, that'd be great.
有点祷告。
Have further word of prayer.
就我们再把这一段时间交在主的手中。
Lord, we continue to commit this time into your hand.
你既然是要我们来和弟兄姊妹有一些交通，
You want us to have some fellowship together.
就求你把你的话语放在我们里面。
I pray that you will place your word in our heart.
让我们知道怎样的讲才能把你话能讲得清楚。
So we know how to speak well of your word.
也让你的话语在我们里头能有深刻的印象。
So that your words may impress on our hearts.
我们把这段时间完全交在主的手里头。
Completely commit this time into your hands.
主，求你教导我们，也求你带领我们。
Lord, may you teach us and lead us.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.要讲神的国生活，先要知道一件事，就是什么是神的国。
Concerning the life in the kingdom of God, we shall know first what is the kingdom of God.
因为这一个题目呢，我们平常很少讲到。
Usually we talk very little about this subject.
好像我们懂得，好像也许好像不懂得。
As if we understand or we don't understand.
所以我们先讲一点这个它的重要性。
So we want to talk about the importance of the kingdom.
然后再讲什么是神的国。
Then we talk about what is the kingdom of God.
这个全本圣经啊，我也不能这样说。大概啊，就是在旧约里头呢，这个常常啊给我看见到，他到末了时总是引到神的国。
And in the Old Testament, especially when it always referred in the end to the kingdom.
不过不是明显的这样说。
And if it's not very obvious.
直到了新约之后呢，差不多从开头一直到末了，都是讲的神的国。
However, when it comes to the New Testament, from the beginning to the end, they all concerns of the kingdom.
今天早晨我们弟兄也说到施洗约翰。
This morning, our brother mentioned John the Baptist.
施洗约翰呢是主耶稣基督的。先锋是把主耶稣基督带进来的。
He is the forerunner of Jesus, of Lord Jesus.
那么施约翰他所讲的，到时要让我们悔改。
And what he preaches is for us to repent.
他怎样讲呢
？What did he say?
他说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。
”The kingdom of heaven is near. You shall repent.
我们为什么要悔改？就是因为天国近了。
The reason we need to repent is because the kingdom of heaven is near.
那今天我们是走一条道路。
In the past, we walk one way.
是各随己意。
And according to our own pleasure.
任意而行。
And depend on our own.
那现在要悔改。
Now we need to repent.
因为天国近了。
Because the kingdom of heaven is near.
换句话说，就是神来掌权了。
It is so that God reigns.
所以你不能随着从前的意思在生活。
So you shall no longer live according to your own will.
他要我们悔改。
He wants us to return.
主耶稣来的时候，
When the Lord Jesus comes,
他受洗之后，他也开始传讲信息。
After the baptism, he started to preach the message.
他主要的题目呢，也是天国见证。
His main message is also the kingdom of heaven is near.
应当悔改。
You shall repent.
当然，主耶稣讲的更清楚、更多。
Of course, the Lord talked about more and more clear.
他也在马太福音五六七章这三章圣经呢，给我们看见那个天国的性质和天国的生活。
And in Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, he talks about the nature of the kingdom and also the life in the kingdom.
主耶稣基督从死里复活之后，
After he rose from the dead,
他在地上还有四十天之久的时间。
He spent about 40 days on earth.
实在说起来，这不需要留在40天的。
Indeed, there are no needs for those 40 days.
因为他是会非常希望早一点回到父那里去。
Because he really eager to go back to the Father.
他也为了这件事在主面在父里面前和谢祷告。
He also prayed earnestly before the Father.
他盼望能够回到那从前的荣耀。
He hoped to return to the glory before the foundation.
但是呢，他仍在这地上留了四十天。
But still, he tarried on the earth for 40 days.
若是没有什么重要的事情啊，我想他的大概不肯留了。
If it was not an important matter, he would not delay.
因为他心里想到过哪里去。
Because he is hard, he eager to go back.
他既然是留四十天，那时间也不算太短。
And even if it's 40 days, it's not too short.
那一定是有一件事情啊，很重要的，他需要来做。
It must be some important matter. He needs to get it done.
当然呢，我们知道主耶稣留四十天也给我们看见，那是给门徒的一个训练。
We know that for 40 days, it is a training of the disciples.
是他们怎样从看得见的摸得着的境界里头，怎样转到看不见摸不着的属灵境界里面？
How they can turn from the visible outward things into the invisible and spiritual realm?
就在那时候，你看，就是常常向他们显现。
At that time, the Lord appeared to them many times.
开始向拉丁玛利亚显现。
First to Mary of Magdalene.
但是呢，他又看不见他了。
But later they could not see him again.
他也向下伊马忤斯两个门徒显现。
He appeared to the two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
开始门徒不知道是主耶稣。
And first the disciples could not recognize him.
等到了吃晚饭的时候，主耶稣拿起饼来一掰开。
At supper time, when the Lord broke the bread,
他们眼睛开启了。
Their eyes were open.
他们看见是主。
They saw it is.
正在喜乐不得了的时候。
When they were rejoicing,
忽然主耶稣又不见了。
All of a sudden, the Lord disappeared.
他们非常高兴。
They were so happy.
他们就回从伊马忤斯跑回到耶路撒冷去。
So they returned from Emmaus to Jerusalem.
把这好的消息啊，告诉那个弟兄姊妹。
And to report this good news to brothers and sisters.
他到了那里，看见弟兄姊妹在聚集。
And they went there, and the brothers are still meeting.
他还没有说，弟兄姊妹告诉他，主耶稣已经复活了。
They hardly tell them the Lord Jesus has resurrected.
所以非常向我们显现。
And how he appeared.
那他也把他那个时候看见的交通出来。
And they shared what they saw.
然后他们一块聚会的时候啊。
While they were still meeting,
忽然间主耶稣在他们中间。
All of a sudden, the Lord appeared to them.
他们看见主耶稣。
They saw Jesus.
那主耶稣也给他们看见。
And Jesus was seen by them.
给他们先知着愿你们平安。
And to speak to them, peace be with you.
他们心里还有点疑，有可能有的人还有点疑惑。
Some of them are still a little confused.
以为是个魂。
And thought he was a ghost.
主就告诉他说：“魂，你摸我看看，魂那是无骨，没有骨头，没有肉的。”
And Lord Jesus said, "Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bone."
我是有骨头有肉的。
But you see, I have.
他们看见，他们才知道这是真是主耶稣。
And they see and they discover it is true.
主耶稣又向他们要了一小烧鱼，吃了一片烧鱼。
And the Lord also asked a piece of fish and ate before them.
那么他看见主，那个当然心就非常欢喜了。
Of course, their hearts are full of joy.
因为实际主的时候，他们是那么忧愁。
Because they were so sorrowful when the Lord was lost.
现在主到他的话语啊，又回到他们中间。
Now the Lord returned to them according to His
promise. 是他们意想不到的一件事。
It is something out of their expectation.
非常的喜了。
They were so happy.
正在喜乐当中，主耶稣又不见了。
Well, and they're still joyful, the Lord
disappeared.
The Lord did this.
又显现出来，然后又不见了。
Appeared to them, then disappeared.
那为什么主这样做事情呢？
Why would the Lord do things like this?
就是把门徒们从属看得见的境界里头带到属灵的境界里面。
It is in order to bring the disciples from the visible realm into the invisible realm.
属物质的境界，而把它带到属灵的境界里面。
From the materialistic world into the spiritual
realm. 那叫做看见，我现在是在灵圣灵里面。
Now it is in the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣给他们有这样看见，这样训练他们。
So the Lord showed them this way and discipline.
当然这是一件重要的事情。
Of course, this is important.
但是有一件更重要的事情。
But there is another more important.
是记载在圣经上。
It is recorded in the Bible.
主耶稣四十天之久向他们讲论神国的事情。
For 40 days, it appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God.
他在地上留了四十天，主要的一个目的就是盼望把神的国给他们看见。
He tarried on earth for 40 days. The main purpose is to show the kingdom of God.
要让他们认识神的国。
So that they can know.
也让他们活在神的国的里面。
They also live in the kingdom of God.
花了四十天，十九时间。
So spend 40 days.
那你就知道这是何等重要一件事。
Now you know how important this is.
这个人道，保罗
，To Paul，
他在《使徒行传》里面，那个怎样传福音等等。
And in Book of Acts, recorded how he preached the gospel.
到末了时候了，他就到罗马。
In the end, he came to Rome.
他把那个囚犯啊带到罗马去了。
As prisoner, he was brought to Rome.
所以他没有自由的。
That's why he has no freedom.
他在自己所租的房子里面呢，住了足足两年之久。
He spent more than 2 years in the house that he rented.
他们特别优待他，特别优待他。
They actually treated him very
well. 因为他知道他没有犯罪。
They know that he has no crime.
他所以被捆绑，完全是因为他们信仰的缘故。
He was in chains because of his faith.
所以他们优待他，可以住在自己租的房子里面。
That's why they treated him with favor so that he can live in
the rented house. 那这样他就很多的自由。
That's why he can have many freedom.
他就请那个许多人来，有许多人来那个跟他谈论。
That's why he can invite many Jews to come and fellowship.
那么他是从早到到晚了和他们谈论神耶稣基督和神国的事。
From morning to evening, he talked about the kingdom of God with them.
我们知道他要谈论神的国，当然他也谈论耶稣基督。
And also talk about Lord Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣基督乃神国的君王。
Because Lord Jesus is the King of the kingdom.
这是昨天晚上我儿女弟兄说的，给我们告诉我们的。
This is what Brother Ernie showed us last night.
都停在哪里？那以后使徒行传到28章就没有将来没有记载了。
The Book of Acts ended there at chapter 28.
但是我们知道那个使徒行传是没有完的。
But we know that the Book of Acts is actually not ending.
这是圣灵所启示，是圣灵所默示的。
That was the revealed by the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵一直在默示，不过没有记载在使徒行传里头。
The Holy Spirit continues to inspire, and it's not recorded in the Book of Acts.
有时候记载在教会历史里头。
Sometimes recorded in the church history.
有时候也是也好多地方没有记载到。
And many things are not recorded.
无论如何，这使徒行传是一直接下去，直到今天。
Nonetheless, the book of the Acts continues until today.
所以我们今天呢，也都在使徒行传里面。
So we are today still living in the Acts.
那么， 这是这个这个是保罗。
This is Paul.
是他到末了时候他讲的神国的事情。
In the end, he was talking about the kingdom of God.
彼得也说到神国。
Peter also talks about the kingdom.
特别讲到他在变化山上的时候，看见那个神国有能力的显现出来。
Especially he talks about the Transfiguration Mountain, how the kingdom of God revealed.In power.
那这件事对他有非常深刻的印象。
This has really impressed on his mind.
也是影响他的生活和他的诗歌。
And has affected his life and his ministry.
那么约翰也是这样。
Same is John.
今天上午我们弟兄讲到约翰。
This morning our brother shared about John.
约翰写两本最主要两本书就是约翰福音和启示录。
And the main two main books he wrote, one is the Gospel of John, one is the Book of Revelation.
当然还有约翰一二章。
Of course, there are epistles 1-3 of John.
今天早晨，陈弟兄给我们讲到约翰福音和启示录。
This morning, Brother Chan mentioned talk about Gospel of John and Revelation.
约翰福音，我们也知道，读那和尼哥底母有一次谈话。
And we remembered the Lord has one talk with Nicodemus.
Nicodemus, 他说你我们知道你是从神那里来的，若不是从神那来的话，这些你不会行这些神迹的奇事的。
Nicodemus said, "We know you came from God. If you're not from God, you cannot do all those signs."
所以耶稣告诉他们，就告诉他说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Most assuredly, I tell you that if one is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
然后下面又读到，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神国。
He continues to say, if one is not born of the Holy Spirit and of the water, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
那就是给我们看见，你要重生了，你蒙恩得救了，你才能见神的国。
This tells us that you have to be born again and you have to be saved.In order to see God's kingdom,
见神的国就是对神的国有认识、有看见、有认识。
To see the kingdom of God means that you have some knowledge of the kingdom of God.
那么你若是你从水和圣灵生的，你才可以进神的国。
However, born of the Holy Spirit and of the water, you can enter into the kingdom.
进神的国呀，就是享受。
Entering into the kingdom means that you can enjoy.
那不仅是看见了。
Not only you see,
并且能在其中享受生活的一切的丰富
，and you can also enjoy all the abundance of the kingdom.
也会因着生活的荣耀而在欢喜快乐
，and you can also rejoice in the glory of the kingdom.
所以进神的国就是有份的意思。
So entering into the kingdom means you have a part in the kingdom.
约翰在约翰福音里头讲到神的国。
John in the book of the Gospel of John talks about the kingdom.
给我们看见你所看见那些世界，那是神的国，那必须蒙恩得救的人才能看见。
It shows that only those who are born again and are saved can see the kingdom.
你所看见那些个神迹和奇事，那是那神国的事。
And those signs and miracles are part of the kingdom of God.
你只有那个从水和圣灵生的，你才能有份于神的国。
Only those who are born of the Holy Spirit and of water can have a part in the kingdom.
才能享受到那个这些的福分。
Can enjoy the blessings of the kingdom.
那么启示录也是说到神的国。
Revelation also.Concerns the kingdom.
他在拉摩海岛受苦，就是因着那个神的国的缘故。
On the island of Patmos, he suffered for the kingdom of God.
到了十二章，他又说到那个基督和神的国已经来到了。
In chapter 12, it says the kingdom of Christ and God has come.
所以就给我们看见他所写的约翰福音也好，启示录也好。
So.The gospel and the revelation that he wrote,
都是和神的国有关系的。
All have a lot to do with the kingdom.
所以看见使徒们他们从马太福音一直到启示录。
So see the apostles from the book of Matthew all the way to Revelation.
他们这些传讲读信息的人。
Those the messengers of God of the Lord.
说主要的所传讲的那神的国。
The main message. concerns the kingdom of God.
就是说，若是我们不认识神的国的话
，So if we do not know the kingdom of God，
那实在是太可惜了。
It is very pitiful.
主耶稣基督看重神的国。
The Lord Jesus emphasized the kingdom of God.
保罗也是这样。
And so does Paul.
其他使徒们也是这样。
So do all the apostles.
所以今天我们必须要对神的国要有这个认识。
That is why today we need to have a knowledge of the kingdom.
好像我们能够认识神的国。
So that we can understand the kingdom.
也能够有份于神的国。
And we can also partake in the kingdom of God.
那么什么是神的国呢
？What is the kingdom of God？
我那个给两个那个写了两个小的标题。
I give two subtitles.
头一个小的标题呢是那神执掌权的范围。
主宰。
主宰的管制。
Number one is his sovereign domain.
主宰的管制就是说到那神的管神的管制神的管制。
And God's government.
就是神的掌权。
It is God's reign.
若是我们越认识越认识神的话，认识神的话，就看见我们的神，他是在一切事他都掌权。
If we truly know our God, we know He actually has authority over everything.
每一件事都在他的管制当中。
Everything is under His domain.
不要说那个大的事情。
Not just sick.
连小的事情他也在管制当中。
Even small matters are under His government.
甚至我们生活里面许多琐碎的事情都在神的管制当中。
Even those small matters in our daily life is under His sovereignty.
大的事。
Great matters.
那这个宇宙之间的事。
Matters of the universe.
万物中间的事。
Of all the nations.
世界里所发生一切的事情。
Everything happens in the world.
都在神的管制当中。
All is under the sovereignty.
都是神在掌权。这神在管理。
And God reigns over all of them.
你说神管，既然神掌权、神管理，为什么会发生这许多这个灾祸呢
？You ask, now God reigns, why will still those disasters happen?
为什么我们还有这些难处呢
？Why will still encounter those difficulties?
那我们这个钟弟兄啊，他有一个周日早晨，他就讲这个苦难的奥秘。
One morning, our Lord's Day morning, Brother John shared about the mysteries of suffering.
苦难呢、啊？到底为什么有这样有这些苦难？苦难它这是奥秘的事。
And why we have so many sufferings? It is a mystery.
这个弟兄姊妹要知道的话，可以听南录音堂录音带。
And brothers and sisters want to know, you can listen to the recording tape.
我因为记忆力不太好，或者唱也忘记了。
Yeah, my memory is not that good, so I forgot most of it.
朱弟兄们看见一件事，就是无论是人认为灾祸和难处。
And Brother John shows us one thing: no matter it's natural disasters,
到末了都成为人的益处。
In the end, it will become a blessing.
特别是我们读旧约的时候。
Especially if you read the Old Testament.
就是里头也有许多许多的难处。
There are many difficulties.
而这些难处呢，都是成为他那个比如以色列国他们遭遇起的难处，就末了都成为他们的益处。
For example, Kingdom of Israel encountered many difficulties. In the end, they all become their blessing.
所以主就借着耶利米说呀。
That's why the Lord spoke through Jeremiah.
我向你们所怀的意念不是讲灾祸的意念。
My thought for you is not a thought of disaster.
这些难处不是为了讲灾祸。
All those difficulties is not for the purpose of punishment, the disaster.
乃是要你们得平安。
But for you to gain peace.
乃是为了把你们带到平安的境界。
In order to bring you into peace.
叫你末了末后有指望。
So that you will have hope in the last.
今天你虽然看不见那个有什么好处。
Even though today you cannot see the end, the benefit in the end.
但是到末了时候，要看见那个 益处，你有得到很大的益处。
But in the latter days, you will discover the benefit.
我想在我们弟兄姊妹身上，我们不能证实这件事情。
I believe brothers and sisters all can approve this.
我们能得救之后，我们也会遭遇一些难处的。
After we are saved by grace, and we also encounter many difficulties.
那这些难处都是偶然的一件事。
And those things are not accidental.
所有的难处都成我们的益处。
Every difficulty can become our blessing.
有的事情我们
Some things we can even see in our lifetime.
有的事情纵然是今生我们看不见，但是将来我们回顾的时候，我们会看见。
There are many things we cannot see the result in our lifetime, but
如果不是这些难处的话，
if we know this difficulty,
我们就没有办法能走在这一条正路上面。
Without those difficulties, we cannot walk.
我们就没有办法好好跟随主。
We cannot follow the Lord.
我们就没有办法叫主得荣耀。
We cannot glorify the Lord.
就是借着这些难处，才把我们那许多不该有的东西都给我们除掉。
It is through those difficulties that we will get rid of all things that's not pleasing to the Lord.
有时候主对我们讲话。
Sometimes the Lord spoke to us.
但是我们亲自听见了，却没有得到益处。
Even though we hear, but we cannot, it cannot benefit us.
所以主说一次两次，我们还是不懂得。
The Lord says once and twice, we still do not comprehend.
所以必须用陪同和浇灌，乐一下。
The Lord has to use some yoke to rein us. Then we understand. So the Lord has to use some
difficulty.
Then we can understand why the Lord speaks this way to me. Why would I encounter this thing?
那么在我们个人身上，我们能够证实的一件事。
In our personal life, we can prove this thing.
在整个社会里面，整个人类中间也都是这样。
And it's the same thing among all the society, every human life.
所有的难处都是我们的益处。
All the difficulties are our blessings.
罗马书不是也讲到，神叫万事互相效力。
And Romans it also tells about that God works for the good of all.
那万事不仅指着好的事情说的，也指着不好的事情说的。
And in everything, God works for the good of those who love Him.
不仅指着我们顺利说的，也指着我们被那个难处说的。
It not only concerns the good things, but also the bad things.
万事是每一件事情。
All things means everything.
大大小小。
Greater and
smaller, 无论什么事,
no matter what,
在我们身上都是为了我们益处。
Everything is for our benefit.
万事互相效力, 不是那个万事它本身的互相效力。
And all things God works for the good of us.
乃是在我们身上,
it is not for the things themselves, but for us.
万事互相效力。
Everything works together for the
good
of those who love Him.
这是为了爱神人的益处。
It is in order for those who love God.
我若是不爱神的话呢？
If we do not love God.
好像这难，这些这万事啊，在我们身上是临到我们身上，但是益处不大。
Then those things happen to us will not benefit us.
因为我们会发怨言的。
And we will complain.
我们会拒绝的。
We will refuse.
我们会用脚在踢刺。
And we will kick against the goal.
我们会来背逆的。
And we will rebel.
所以我们得的益处不多。
That's why it benefits us little.
但是若是我们爱主的话，
However, if you love the Lord,
我们这是让弟兄所说的，我们愿意顺服主。
And just like brothers shared, that if we are willing to obey, and if we are willing to submit to what He leads, and those things will become our benefit.
而且这些爱神的呢，是什么样的人呢？
Who are those people who love God?
就是按照神的旨意被造的。
Those are called according to God's will.
我们蒙恩得救。
We are saved by grace.
我们不仅是神救了我们，
Not only God saved us.
必是神救我们时候，神也呼召了我们。
And when He saved us, He also called us.
在我们身上起码有三种的呼召。
There are at least three callings in our life.
头一个呼召是神的恩召。
First is His calling of grace.
神呼召我们，为什么缘故要上向我们施恩？
For the reason that He will show His grace to us.
把丰盛的恩典赐给我们。
To give us His abundant grace.
还有一个道理叫做天道。
another calling is called the calling of heaven.
这样呼召，就这样拯救我们，那是叫我们过于走一条主权的道路。
He called us so that we can walk upon a heavenly way.
所以希伯来书第三章叫做充满天道的弟兄们。
Hebrews chapter 3 tells those who have a heavenly calling, all the brothers.
我们要思想，为让为大祭司，为使徒的耶稣。
We shall consider the Jesus who is the high priest and the apostle.
就我们看到，有呼召的属天的道，属天道。
So we have a heavenly calling.
那就是天。走主天的道路啊，不是不容易的。
It is not difficult. It is not easy to walk the heavenly journey.
就是属去主天，要从下往上爬呀，不大简单。
You need to go from earth to heaven. It's not easy.
年轻人倒没问题的。
Young people maybe.
我们年纪大的人就怕往上爬。
For an aged person to climb, it's not
easy. 越爬越高，越害怕。
The more higher you go, the more.
即使这个天路不容易走的。
And indeed, the heavenly journey is not easy to go.
说起来很好
Maybe easy to talk about.
但是走起来很难
But it's very difficult to walk.
所以说希伯来书那些圣经的为什么他就那要我们有一个办法，就是能够走的时候容易一点。
So the author of Hebrews tells us that it's one way so that we can walk easily.
要我们来思想耶稣，主耶稣。
So ask us to consider Lord Jesus.
那么这位主耶稣是怎什么什么是怎样一位呢
？What is this Lord Jesus?
他是使徒。
He is the apostle.
就是使者。
He is the messenger of God.
他神是那个神差遣到地上来。
He was sent by God to this world.
就来领我们走一天这一条属天的道路。
To lead us on His heavenly way.
这一位主耶稣啊，他是神的使者。
This Lord Jesus, He is the messenger of God.
他也是我们救恩的元帅。
He is also the Lord of our salvation.
神既然知道他来带领我们，他就来做我们元帅来率领我们。
And the Lord has sent Him to be our, the Lord of our salvation, to lead us into salvation.
一个是读希伯来书的话，都给我们看见那元帅是怎样有是怎样好。
And if you read Hebrews, you discover what kind of head of the army he is.
我今天不讲。那个第二就是要讲，他是大祭司。
And number two is that he is our high priest.
元帅是来率领我们。
The head of the army is to in order to lead us.
大祭司是来供应我们。
As high priest, he is to supply our needs.
他也供应我们的恩典。
He also supply us with his grace.
照顾我们随时的需要。
And supply our timely needs.
他也供应能力。
And provide power.
那个不能求坏的能力。
The inexhaustible power.
那个无穷生命的大能。
The power of his life.
他来救我们，他供应我们。
He will save us and supply us.
凡来到他面前的人，他都能拯救到你。
All who come to him, he can save to the end.
所以有这样一位大祭司。
We have such a high priest.
一面是他来率领我们。
On the one hand, he comes to the
end. 我们是不会走错路。
So that we will not walk astray.
不会绕圈子的是吧？
We will not walk astray.
另外一方面，他还供应我们。
On the other hand, he supplies us.
而供应我们这一位，不仅是爱我们的。
Not only he loves us,
并且是升入高天尊荣的大祭司
but he also ascended to the heavenly place.
他是胜过一切的
he overcomes everything.
他是有这个得胜的力量
he has the power to overcome.
所以他也能拯救我们
that's why he can save us.
他叫我们来到他的面前得恩典蒙恩惠得连续得随时的帮助
he wants us to come before him and to obtain timely help.
他一直在等候在帮助我们。
He is there waiting to help us.
虽然仇敌也会各种方法来试探我们。
Even though the enemy is trying to tempt us,
拦住我们。
To forbid us.
但是我们可以到主面前，我们可以得连续蒙恩和。
But if we come before the Lord, we can obtain grace and mercies and time.
他也是那位拯救到底的大祭司。
He is also the high priest who can.
所以我们有这样一位大祭司来供应我们。
If we have such a high priest to supply our needs,
那么走属天道路我们就不害怕了。
Then we walk on this heavenly journey.
就是有难处的话，我们也有依靠。
even with difficulties, we have something we can do. We have a way.
我们的办法是什么呢？
What is our
solution?
It is not our wisdom.
还是我们主耶稣基督。
It's our Lord Jesus.
只要到主这里来。
If you come to the Lord Jesus,
他无尽是能够指示我们。
Now everything he can show us.
能够率领我们。
He can lead us.
并且他也能供应我们。
And he can also supply.
加力量给我们。
He can strengthen us.
好像不要后人推着我们，把我们推到天上去。
As if he was there pushing us onto heaven.
这是天道。
It is heavenly calling.
还有一道
Another calling.
有圣召
It is the holiness. Calling of holiness.
他用圣召召了我们
He has called us with a holy calling.
就是让我们能够像主耶稣基督
So that we can become like him.
合成他的形象
And to be molded into his like image.
所以我就头一点我就写到那个什么是神的国
So the first point is what is the kingdom of God
神的国就是主宰的管制
It is God's sovereignty government
他在我们生活里头在一切事情上掌权
He reigns in everything every matter in our life
在管理我们
He actually governs us
不仅我们在我们这些门人认识呢
Not only in those who are saved,
就是在那个没有得救人士呢。
Even on those who are not saved,
主也在管这一切事情。
The Lord also governs everything.
若是不许可的话
，If the Lord does not,
也不会有什么事情发生在他们身上。
Nothing will happen to even to them.
比如说我们在没有得救之前
，For example, before we were saved,
我们身上所发生一切事
，Everything happens in our.
如果我们得救之后回头来看的时候。
When we look back afterwards, we discover everything has a meaning. If not the Lord did that, if that doesn't allow us to
remember
that matters, then we will not be saved. Our heart will not be softened. We will not receive the Lord. So you see, in every matter, God reigns.
这是那个独裁的管制。
And this is his sovereignty.
这就是神的国。
This is the kingdom.
那个神的国是非常非常大的。
And the kingdom of God is broad.
从创始之前一直到这个从前的永远一直到将来的永远。
It's from everlasting to everlasting.
都包括在那神的国之中。
All is covered in the kingdom.
那昨天晚上那个恩海弟兄告诉我们说，他天国就比神的国稍微小一点。
Last night, Brother Ernie told us that kingdom of heaven is a little bit narrower than the kingdom of God.
当然，教会来说呢，那更小一点了。
And talks about the church is even narrower.
就是都包括在神的国这里面。
But they are all included in the kingdom of God.
这圣经里头有地方用天国，有地方用神的国。
That's why the Bible uses sometimes word kingdom of God, sometimes kingdom of heaven.
虽然名字不一样，但是性质却是相同的。
Even though the name is different, but the nature is the same.
我们说教会。
We talk about church.
那刚才上午唱的诗歌，不是昨天晚上唱的诗歌，人家还弟兄说，他说我有点赞成，有点不赞成。
The song we sang last night, Brother Ernie said, some I agree, some I don't.
为什么赞成有什么不赞成呢
？Why？
就是说我爱神的国度。
I agree with we love the kingdom.
就第二句话就是神的教会。
The second verse says, it is the church of God.
这话有点对。
This is correct. But it's wrong in another way.
对呢，是因为它性质一样。
It's correct because nature is the same.
不对呢，乃是因为它大小不同。
The wrong, it is wrong because the domain is different.
所以，这个头一个就是神主宰的管制。
So the first is God's sovereignty.
那第二是就神的旨意要实现在神的儿女中间。
Number two is that God's will, God's purpose will be realized among God's
people. 但是神的国是不是是谁发起的？
Who started, initiated the kingdom?
谁要成立的？谁要成立的一个国呢？
Who wanted to establish the kingdom?
当然我们大家都知道。
We all know.
这只有我们神的发起的。
Only our God can.
就是神的旨意要有一国，要有一个国。
God has a desire to establish a kingdom.
神要对这个国呢是神的国。
And this kingdom will be kingdom of God.
是耶稣在里面做王。
It is the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在里面掌权。
He reigns.
主耶稣在里面管理一切的事情。
Jesus governs everything.
这是神的心意。
This is God's heart.
那么神要他这个心意啊。
For his this purpose.
能够成全的。在神的儿女中间
to be realized among God's children,
那就是教会
that is the church.
教会就是神的国实现的一个地方
and the church is the realization of the kingdom of God.
那在教会里面所以看见主在上掌权
in the church you see God reigns.
在教会里面也看见那个神国的光景
you see the conditions of the kingdom of God in the church.
我们知道有人这个哥罗西书就告诉我们说
the book of Colossians tell us
他救我们脱离了黑暗的权势
he has rescued us from the power of darkness
把我们迁到什么地方去了
translated us into the kingdom of his beloved son
搬到爱子的国里了
we are moved to
我们是本来在黑暗权势之下的
We were under the darkness before.
那么在主要的黑暗圈子就叫我们黑暗。
And the power of darkness wants us to be dark.
眼睛也瞎了。
Our eyes are blind.
耳朵也聋了。
Our ears are
blind. 这是黑暗圈子的，我们就控制我们。
The power of the darkness.
我们被围绕的世界，我们看不见。
That's why we are blind.
我们对神的话也听不见。
We cannot hear the word of God.
就是把我们把住在黑暗权势之下。
We are under the power of darkness.
我们的恩泽就是后呢。
After we are saved.
那就把我们迁到爱神的国度里头来。
The Lord transferred us into
the kingdom. 是爱神的国度，头一件事就是光明。
The first thing of the kingdom of the beloved.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
既然那里是爱神的国。
Now that is the kingdom of
His
beloved.
那就是光明的国度。
It's a kingdom of light.
所以我们眼睛看见了。
That's why our eyes.
我们耳朵也听见了。
Our ears can hear.
我们那个悟性也。了解了
Our understanding are enlightened.
这是一件事。
This is one thing.
还有爱神的国呢
The kingdom of the beloved son.
那就是这个国里面的所有一切所有的人都是爱神。
And everybody in the kingdom is the beloved son.
那主耶稣是长子。
And Lord Jesus is the first one.
那我们是众子。
And we are the sons.
其实我们不仅是众子。
And we're not only sons.
到了时候，我们到了有一天呢，我们也都变成长子了。
One day we will all become the firstborn.
主耶稣是怎样
？Whatever the Lord Jesus.
我们也是怎样
？We'll become like.
这就是神的国在教会就在神的儿女中间实现出来了。
This is how God's kingdom be realized in the church.
我们实在是在爱神的国度里头。
Indeed, we are in the kingdom of
God. 我们是在光明当中。
We are living in light and love.
并且我们都像爱神一样。
And we are all like the
Lord. 神呀，爱主耶稣也照样爱我们。
How God loves His beloved.
主耶稣是这样圣洁，我们也这样圣洁。
How holy our Lord Jesus is.
都像爱神一样。
And we are all like.
那你说爱是什么样子呢？
You ask, what does the blood?
这马太福音第五章前面一段段呢，都给我们看见了爱是那个特性。
And the first part of Matthew chapter 5 shows us the characteristic of the.
我不知道弟兄姊妹能不能背过那个九福。
I do not know if you can memorize the nine blessings.
大家背背看。
Can you recite?
第一呢
？The beatitude.Blessed are the poor.
七七的人有福了。第二呢
？Blessed are those who mourn.
哀痛的人有福了。看圣经不算了。第三呢
？Blessed are those who are gentle. 温柔的人。
哎，温柔的人不能对。第四呢？
饥渴慕义的。
对。第五呢？
Those who are merciful.
延续。第六呢
？Pure in heart.
清心的。第七呢
？Peacemaker.
使人和睦。使人和睦。第八呢
？We insult people. Those who are persecuted.
第九呢？
人用各样的话辱骂。天上。
人都用人用各样的话呀辱骂你们，逼迫你们。捏造各样的坏事，毁谤你们。
false accusation,
那你们就有福了。
Then you are blessed.
你们欢喜快乐。
You shall rejoice.
因为这个你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Because your rewards in heaven are great.
这是第九福。
This is the ninth blessing.
这九个福啊，都说出了主耶稣基督特性。
All those nine blessings talk about the.
那并不是说这九个福就摆在那儿叫我们来去模仿。
And the Bible didn't just record it there for us to imitate.
它是虚心的有福了。
And it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
有的又把它说了，这个邻里贫穷的人。
And those who are poor in spirit.
那我们就去模仿。
Then we go to imitate.
爱奉的人有福了。
And those who are more.
我们就去模仿。
Then we go to imitate.
模仿出来的都是不对的，都是不像的。
And if you imitate, then it's not like.
纵然外面样子很像，但是还是不像。
It may look in form.
这些不是我们来去模仿的。
Those things are not for us to imitate.
给我们看见，我们是得主耶稣基督，他是怎样的一位。
It is to show us the Lord Jesus who he is.
这样的一位主耶稣在里头做到我们的生命。
This kind of life is reigning in our heart.
我们只要让这个生命从中活出来，那就是和他一是一样的。
And if we just live out of this life, and we'll become like.
不仅形式一样，并且样子也一样。
Not only in form, but also in reality.
从里头活出来的。
This is the Lord being lived out.
这就是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
要把我们都觉得磨成是儿子的形象。
To mold us into the likeness of His Son.
说神的是神的国，就是叫神的旨意能够实行在神的儿女中间。
So the kingdom of God is so that the purpose of God can be realized in God's children.
那神在一切事上掌权，在管理。
God governs and reigns in every matter.
要把我们都许多人磨成是儿子的形象。
In order to mold everyone into the likeness of His Son.
叫我们像神的儿子。
So we can become like God.
让神的旨意实现在神的儿女中间。
So God's will be realized.Fulfilled in God's children.
那这是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
那么下面我们讲到正题。
Now we come to our topic.
那神的国是什么？是那个神的国的生活是怎样
？And what the kingdom of God is, and how the life in God's kingdom is.
就是国度的生活。
It is the kingdom life.
这中间告诉我要讲两点，一点讲国度的生活。
I mentioned I want to talk about two things. One is the kingdom.
还有一点呢，就是讲国度的事了。
Another is the kingdom ministry.
那国度的生活
，kingdom life.
让你根据马太福音五六七章，那你说了很多。
According to Matthew 5:6-7, talks many things.
我们把它解略一下。
We'll just go through them.They can all be summed up in Romans chapter 14, verse
7. 神的国不在于吃喝，乃在于公义、和平、圣灵、喜乐。
The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy.
一个是消极的，什么不是神的国？
One is very passive, Another is more positive. What is
什么不是神的国呢？
What is not kingdom?
吃喝不是神的国。
Eating and drinking, not.
你吃喝快乐。
If you just take pleasure in eating and drinking.
那我们既然是神的儿女，我们就吃喝快乐吧。
And if we are children of God, let's enjoy our eating.
有人呢，像我们，既然将来有一天我们会死掉，就吃喝快乐。
Some people say, "Now that all will die, let us enjoy every day."
那什么是吃喝快乐
？What is enjoying eating and drinking?
吃喝快乐就是让自己得到满足。
Pleasure of eating and drinking is for self-satisfaction.
让自己得到享受。
It is for your own enjoyment.
那应该给让我们看见，这是我们的自由。
To show us that this is our life.
我能吃，能喝。
We can eat and we can drink.
那这不是很有福气的是吗
？How blessed we are.
那我们就以为说这是神的国。
And we thought that this is the kingdom of God.
在那个那个时哥林多那个在这个罗马那个时候了。
In the time of the Rome Empire in Corinth,
有的人呢，就是有知识，他们就可以，他们就知道是他们可以吃，可以喝。
Those who have knowledge knows that they can eat and drink.
他们不仅是有能力，并且也有知识。
Not only they have ability, but also they have knowledge.
所以他们都自由地在吃喝。
So they are free to eat and drink.
因为这是他们的权利。
Because that is their rights.
不管别人怎样。
It doesn't matter
what
people think. 反正
这是他们权利，是他们可以享受的。
This is their privilege, something they can
enjoy. 这不是犯罪的一件事情。
Of course, this is not sinning.
因为这是他的自由。
This is their freedom.
这是为了权利。
This is a right.
他可以享受。
They can enjoy.
但是呢，在这里给我们看见一件难的问题。
But it shows us a problem.
你这样吃喝享受，为什么缘故？
You eat and drink in this way for what purpose?
就为了自己的满足，为了自己享受。
For the enjoyment and satisfaction of your own.
换句话说，就是以自己为中心。
In other words, it is self-centered.
所有以自己为中心的，都不是在神的国里。
Every self-centeredness is not of the kingdom of God.
神的国不是以自己为中心的。
The kingdom of God is not even self-centered.
若是我们活在自己里头，以自己为中心的话呢，那我们就不是在神的国。
If we live in self-centeredness, we are not part of the kingdom.
不管吃喝，不管其他任何的事。
No matter what eat or drink.
若是我们是以自己为中心的。
If we are self-centered.
我就是我。
Me,
我做的就算算数
whatever I want to,
我这样做就对的
whatever I do is right.
我就是中心
I'm the center.
一切都该是为了我的
everything is for me.
那么所有一切都是围绕着我转
everything shall surround me.
这个你不是神的国
this is not kingdom of God.
所以什么时候你以自己为中心
whenever you take yourself as the center.
看见你自己比别人都强的
you see you are better than other people.
所有一切都赶不上你
nobody can, compare, can catch up with you
所以就是不在神的国里头
and then you are no longer in the kingdom of God
活在神国里生活呢
the life in the kingdom of God
和是完全相反
it is the, actually the opposite
他说和神国就是乃是公义还有呢和平并圣灵喜乐
It is the righteousness and peace and joy in the spirit
公义
Righteousness
公义指的什么说呢
What does it speak about?
这个 而你弟兄还没有讲他说我们要先求神的国和神的义
And the brother Ernie hasn't talked about this yet. He says, seek first his
righteousness.
And everything else will be added upon us.
他只光讲了神的国。
He only talked about the kingdom.
神的义不晓得什么时候讲。
I don't know when he will talk about the righteousness. Maybe tonight.
那神的义也可能不讲，我不知道。
Maybe he will not share. I do not know.
那神的国我们知道是掌权的范围
We know the kingdom of God is the domain of his
那神的意义指的是什么呢
What is the righteousness talk about? What is the righteousness?
他是不是这样讲我不知道不过
I do not know you can talk about
this 要讲一说
Talk according to my understanding
意义就是像神
Righteousness is to be like God
神的国就是让神来掌权
God's kingdom talks about his
sovereignty.
God's righteousness talks about the live out his life. God is manifest. That is his righteousness. In other words, it's to be like whatever God is, we are. That is the righteousness. God wants us to place these two things in the first place.
吃什么喝什么穿什么这都是外邦人所求的
As to what to eat, what to drink, what to clothe, and those are the things
that are 这都是以自己为中心的
Those are self-centered.
都是外邦人所做的
Those are things of the
你们既然是神的儿女
Now that you are children,
你们是神的国的人
You are the citizens of God's kingdom.
先求一件事就神的国和神的义
You need to seek first that is His kingdom and His righteousness.
让神在我们中间掌权
So that God can reign in our midst.
在我们生活里掌权
In our life.
那这件事情不是我们这个我们觉得好不好
This doesn't depend on whether we like it.
也不是别人说好不好
Or whether other people think it's right.
那神怎么说
But depends on how God says
好好
what is things.
神若说不好的话呢
If God says it's not good,
就全世界都是好。
Even though the whole world says it's good,
还是不好。
It is still not good.
因为这不是神的掌权。
Because it's not God.
神国头一件就是神的掌权。
The first matter, first thing is that God reigns there.
每一件事都让不断掌权。
In everything that God reigns.
如果真的要这样的话，那个神的国就会彰显出来。
If we truly let this be, then the kingdom of God will be manifest.
这是我们头一个该注意的，在我们生活里头，该注意就是让神的彰显。
This is something we need to pay attention in our life. It is to let God reign.
第二件事情呢，像不像神
？Number two is are we like God?
我们像不像神了
？Do we?
我们这样表现，这样做事，像不像神？
Do we look like him?
我们神是不是这样？
Is our God do things like that?
那虽然我们不知道，但我们里面的圣灵会知道。
Even though we do not know, but our the Holy Spirit lives in us.
若是我们祷告的话，圣灵会给我们看见，不像神。
And if we pray, the Holy Spirit will show us that whether we are like God.
会给或者给我们看见像神。
Or it will show us we are like God.
那这个就是叫做义。
This is called righteousness.
所以这是我们所该注意所应该求的。
This is something we need to pay attention at.
但是所以他说神的国，神的国就在于神义，在于公义。
The kingdom of God is of His righteousness.
和睦
，peace，
并圣灵中喜乐
，and joy in the Holy Spirit.
那什么叫和平呢
？What does it mean by peace?
当时我们被。被九苦的时候，曾经大家说过。
While we memorizing the five, the nine blessings, we
和平的人有永福了。
Peace of God, the peacemakers.
那他因为他们必成为神的儿子。
Because they will be called the sons.
我们的主耶稣来就是叫人和睦。
Our Lord Jesus came to make peace.
头一件事情叫人和神和睦。
Number one, to reconcile people to God.
我们本来是人和神是为仇为敌的。
Originally, we are God's enemies.
我们都是亚当的后代。
We are all the descendants of
Adam. 亚当这样背逆了神。
And when Adam rebelled against God.
我们今天是亚当后代，你说那个背逆都在我们里面。
As his descendants, his rebellion is also.
我们信任和的人都好。
We can make peace with everyone.
你和神谈任何的事情啊，你都和我们谈。
We can talk about everything with other people.
就是你谈到神的事情啊，他就。
However, if you talk about things of God, then
they
rebel as if they hate God.
其实神并没有亏欠我们。
God didn't do us any wrong.
虽然我是不好的人，但是还是按着时间降雨，也按着时间用太阳来照我们。
Even though we're not good, God still sends suns and rains to us in His time.
他们并没有亏欠我们。
He doesn't.
但是我们还是这样，我们心里都和神为仇为敌。
But still, in our heart, we hate and we rebel against Him.
总是在和神不和神为不背离神的。
And we rebel against Him.
读一出来这个十字架。就使我们和神和谐了。
Lord Jesus came through the cross, has reconciled us to God.
接着他十字架的死，就使我们和神之间相合。
Through the death on the cross and make peace between man and God.
除去了我们和神之间的那个间隔。
Has torn down the dividing walls between God.
这在我们经历中，我们实在是基本就是这样吗？
And this is what we have to experience in our life.
我们没有得救之前，我们和神之间呢是敌为仇为敌的。
Before we were saved, we were enemies of God.
但是我们恩得救之后呢，我们特别爱神。
However, when we are saved, we love the Lord.
我们呼叫阿爸父时候了，特别亲切。
And when we call Him Abba Father, we feel very close.
我和神之间呢，完全相合。
We are completely reconciled.
所有的间隔都除掉。
And all the hindrances are removed.
我们和神之间是这样。
And it is between us and God.
主耶稣也借着十字架成功了和平，叫这个两下合而为一。
And the Lord Jesus through the cross has also destroyed the dividing walls and make peace.
那犹所说的两下呢，是指犹太人和外邦人说的。
Making the two people one, referring to the Gentiles and the Jews.
犹太人和外邦人也是不相合的。
And the Jews are not separate from the Gentiles.
所以犹太人不可以到外邦人家里去。
So the Jews cannot enter the Gentiles' house.
不可以和外邦人一块吃饭。
They cannot eat together. with Gentiles.
这是犹太人的规矩。
And that's their regulation.
他总是轻大藐视这些外邦人。
That's their customs. They despise the Gentiles.
而外邦人对犹太人也非常也是藐视。
And the Gentiles despise the Jews also.
这一定是很狡猾的。
And they are so tricky.
他们只会自己利益得到利自己利益。
And they just want to seek their own benefit.
所以两面呢都不相合的。
So they cannot have peace with one another.
主借着十字架跟车尾的中间隔断的墙。
The Lord through the cross has destroyed the dividing wall.
叫两下合而为一。
Make the two one.
不仅是外邦人和犹太人。
Not only between the Gentiles.
就是彼此之间呢，都也是借着十字架合而为一。
And between every people, every person.
除这样，所有人之间，人与人之间，所有的间隔。
He has removed all the hindrance, all the.
也除去了人和人之间所有的猜忌。
All the misunderstandings.
所以我们这主的十字架就成功了和平。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished the peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天也是只活在主的十字架底下。
Today we also live under His cross.
我们和人之间难处完全的消除。
And every difficulties between people are destroyed.
若是我们活在自己里面，
However, if we live in ourselves,
不要说和一般人难处，我们这个没这个不容易消除。
Not to mention that our difficulty with ordinary
people. 就是我们自己最亲近的人，最亲近的人，我们最难处也没法消除。
Even to our most intimate partner,
从全世界的十字架除去了中间的难处。
But through the cross, our Lord has removed all the.
摧毁了中间隔断的墙。
Destroyed the dividing wall.
那今天我们也是这样，在十字架底下，我们活在十字架里面，我自己难处就过去了。
Today, if we live under the cross, and every difficulty is will be gone.
成就了和平。
Has accomplished.
所以那个和平啊，接着从十字架带给我们。
So the peace has been brought to us by His cross.
所以我们若是活在永清啊，那个象征。
If we want to live to be like God.
我们也活在十字架里面。
Or and also we live under the cross.
就像保罗所说的。
Like Paul said.
我与基督同钉十字架。
I've been crucified together with Christ.
那这件事情成为我们生活的根基。
And this become a foundation, a basis of our life.
成为我们和人之间的一个根基。
A foundation of interpersonal relationships.
我与基督同钉十字架。
We always experience we've been crucified together.
不仅是我们讲这件事，乃是让我们这个人摆在这个事实里面。
Not only we talk about this, but we live in the reality of this.
主耶稣既然成功了这件事。
Now the Lord has accomplished.
那我和人真难处都除掉了。
My difficulties between people.
因为我这个人已经死了。
I this person.
无论是讲理的人。
And this person who like
to. 无论有争执的人。
Who like to argue.
我已经死掉了。
He has died.
所以当你活在十字架里面的时候，你和人真难都过去了。
So if you truly live in the cross, then difficulties are removed.
所以主耶稣十字架成功了和平。
That's why the cross of the Lord has accomplished.
这是第二个。第三，圣灵的喜乐。
Number three, the joy in the Holy Spirit.
当你吃了快乐的时候，也会有喜乐的。
When you take pleasure in eating and drinking, you also have
joy. 那份喜乐都是表面的。
But that joy is only.
那份喜乐都是暂时的。
It's only temporary.
那个喜乐不是从里头涌流出来的。
Those pleasure doesn't come. Joy doesn't come from inside.
在圣灵里面。
Only in the Holy Spirit,
我们才有喜乐。
We can have the true.
那个喜乐从里涌流出来。
That joy came from.
而今天我们圣灵不是在我们里面吗？
Does the Holy Spirit dwell in within us?
是在我们里头。
Yes, indeed.
但是我们有没有活在圣灵里面？
But are we living in?
我们是不是活在圣灵里头？
Are we living in?
我们是不是每一件事我们都在顺服圣灵？
Are we submitting to the Holy Spirit in every matter?
跟随圣灵带领。
Following His leading.
还许多时候我们有我们自己意见。
Or with many times we hold on to our opinion. We hold on to our
opinion.
That's why we don't pay attention to the feeling from the Holy Spirit. We have quenched the moving of the Holy Spirit. We with a stiff heart. Even though we can do this, but we have no joy.
很多弟兄姊妹看见弟兄姊妹是脸上这么愁苦的样子。
Many times we look with a downcast face.
那你怎么会总是面带愁容啊
？Why do you always look like you're worried?
没有话可说的。
You have no words.
就是我没有活在圣灵。
That's because you are not living.
圣灵在里面有一个感动，他不肯顺服。
And there is the moving of the Holy Spirit. He is not willing to.
圣灵在里面有个带领，他不肯接受。
The Spirit has a leading. He does not. accept.
那相反的。
On the contrary.
若是我们顺服了圣灵带领。
If we are submit to the leading.
接受了圣灵所给我们的感动。
Accept the moving of the Spirit.
外面好像我们有损失。
Even on outward we have lost.
好像面子下不来。
Maybe we lose faith.
但是里面灵力中却是充满喜乐。
However, our spirit is filled with joy.
这叫圣灵中喜乐。
This is called joy.
因为说这个喜乐不仅是在我们灵里面。
Not only is in our spirit.
因为说这个喜乐也从里面像泉源一样从我们涌流出来。
And like a flowing fountain, it will come out from us.
那就是你被圣灵所充满。
That is you are filled up with the Holy Spirit.
有一段时间呢，我刚刚得救一段时间。
And well after I was just saved.
我们几个弟兄常常到一个房顶上去祷告。
And a couple of brothers, we always went up to pray.
天还黑的时候。
When it was still dark.
同学们还是在睡梦当中。
Other brothers are still asleep.
那这个没有什么人搅扰打岔。
Nobody come to disturb us.
那我们几个人都到了那个一个工程馆的房顶上去祷告。
So we went to a building upon the roof to pray.
虽然呢，那个下面是石子磨石子，这个没有什么垫子。
Even there's pebbles and stones and without a mattress.
但到时候呢，几个弟兄这里就不约而同的就去了。
And as set time, the brothers will come together.
在那祷告。
And we went there and prayed.
有时怎么祷告？
Sometimes we pray and pray.
实在是感谢主的怜悯。
And we feel the mercy.
那圣灵来了。
And the Holy Spirit comes.
充满在我们里面。
Fill us up.
那么就有的是那个喜乐从里涌流出来
，and the joy comes flows out，
人家从里涌流出来
，and flows like a fountain。
有的时候就没有办法跪在那里
，sometimes we cannot continue to kneel there。
有时候我们就只好趴在那个地方
，sometimes we just prostrate there。
趴在这儿还是喜乐不得了
，and even then still full of joy。
有时候在地上就打滚了
，sometimes we're there rolling about。
这么大的还要打滚了。
You are so old and you're still wrong, right?
情不自禁的
But you cannot control yourself.
这没有办法了
You have no way to control it.
有的时候是时候
Sometimes.
到了实在受不了了
Sometimes you cannot bear.
只有一个办法
There is only one way.
就祷告主
You can only pray to God.
我受不了了
Lord, I cannot.
就你停一下好了
Please stop.
我实在受不了了
I cannot bear.
就你停一停
Please stop.
那这样我们才能喘一口气
And then we can take a breath.
我们才能在那个跪下
And then we can kneel down.
我才能在那站起来。
Then we can stand up.
若不然的话，我们真不知道后果如何。
Otherwise, we would not know what would happen.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个少数人的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is not just experience of a few.
好多弟兄姊妹有这样经历。
Many brothers and sisters have this experience.
知道看见那些弟兄姊妹经历的时候吗
？When you see others' experience,
我们才知道，不光是我们这样。
Then we realize it's not just.
他们也是这样。
They were also the same experience.
极端的不得了。
They were saying that they cannot control
themselves.
They only asked the Lord to stop.
And
the Lord Jesus answered our prayers. And this wave, just, this time just receded. Then we can stand up.
不要以为说这是稀奇的一件事。
Do not think this is a strange thing.
也不要以为说这是那个属灵生命和成熟的一般人才有的经历。
Do not think this is only those mature can
experience. 弟兄姊妹，只要我们活在圣灵里头，
Brothers, sisters, if we live in the
world, 我们顺服圣灵带领，
submit to His leading,
我们稍微有一点的摆上，
we have some,
稍微有一点出点出一点代价，
we just pay a little price.
吃了就算不了什么代价，
actually not much price.
当你摆上一点点的时候。
If you put on
the
Holy Spirit will fill us up with
joy.
Will like fountain flowing out. The joy of the Holy Spirit.
这种喜乐是没有办法用话语所形容。
This kind of joy, this joy cannot be described by words.
讲给人呢，人也不明白。
If you tell people, they won't understand.
怎么会有这种情形呢
？How can this happen?
会不会在说发疯了
？Is it you're crazy?
会不会在说你们这个太兴奋了
？Is that you're too overexcited?
不是有什么事情。
No, it's not because.
多么兴奋。
We are excited.
没有什么事情。
Nothing can make us.
我们不过是因为几个简单的弟兄。
We just have a little simple brothers.
我们在一起祷告。
And we'll pray together.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵的喜乐。
joy in the Holy Spirit. It is joy within.
这个是没办法那个阻挡的喜乐。
It is joy unstoppable.
这个是一种永久的喜乐。
It is a joy that flows.
不像你在外面，你做一点，你叫你欢喜快乐的事。
It is not something you do that will make you happy.
那不过是暂时的。
Those are
but 不过是完全表面的。
Those are but
不过是一下子就过去的。
Those will go away.
再也没有用，再也不会回来。
Will not return.
在圣灵的喜乐不是这样。
But the joy of the Spirit is not the same.
叫我们一直活在喜乐的。
We can keep living in His joy.
所以我们有诗歌常常说要常常喜乐。
So there's a hymn that says, "Rejoice always."
不住的祷告。
Pray and sitting
right,
giving thanks in all.
这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定义之意。
This is the will of the Father in Christ Jesus.
基督里面这是神的国。
But sister, this is the kingdom of God.
什么时候失去了喜乐
？Whenever you lost your joy.
什么时候你就不在神的国里
？You lose your joy, you are no longer.
什么时候和弟兄姊妹之间有难处
？Whenever you have difficulties with brothers.
这时候我们亲近的之间有难处。
And with the people who are close to us.
我们不肯过去。
And we cannot let go.
我们不肯饶恕。
We cannot forgive.
那你已经不在神的国里。
Then you are no longer in the kingdom.
什么时候你生活形式不像神
？No, whenever your life is not like God.
不像神的儿女。
You behave not like God.
那你就不在神的国里头了。
You are not in the kingdom.
所以什么是神的国？
What is the kingdom of God?
神的国不在于吃喝。
It doesn't depend on eating.
乃在于公义、和平并圣灵中喜乐。
But it is of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Spirit.
发现在这几件事情生活的。
Those who live in these things.
哦，就是活在神国里面的。
They are living in the kingdom of God.
我讲到这就。
So much for my sharing.
就这样，弟兄姊妹有什么问题啊，或者是我们有什么讨论
？Brothers and sisters, have any questions or sharings?
若是有什么问题我们不能解答的话，我们还可以找二姐和弟兄。
If there's any question I cannot answer, we can go to Brother Ernie.Brother, we have a question. When in your personal experience you started to understand, realize that the kingdom of God as if a personal revelation? When we were first saved, when we were first saved, we only think about our salvation, butWhat happened in your life that make you realize the kingdom of God?
这一个经验呢，可能我们从前都有一点了。
We may all have this experience a little bit before.
但是这些圣经呢，是这一次中间叫我讲，那主才给我的。
And this scripture, this particular scripture was only God gave me when Brother John asked me.
那主给把这两节圣经给我。
The Lord gave me these two verses.
我就从前常见的用，再上网去查一查，还没有没别的，是这样的。
I other ask brother 常见 to search online to see there are other scriptures related to.
神的国不是什么，是什么
？And whether what is God's kingdom, what is not?
结果他查过之后，他没有了，只有这两节。
And after his search, he said, "No, these are the only two verses."
那我想这两节是主给我们的。
So I believe this is from the Lord.
但当我在思想的时候
，Well, I was meditating.
那主一面就给我一点开启。
The Lord gave me some.
不在于吃喝，就是不要以自己为中心。
It's not of eating and drinking. It means that
we are not self-centered.
Not for our own satisfaction.
为了自己的享受
，for our own enjoyment.
为了自己的喜乐
，for our own pleasure.
为了自己权利
，for our own power.
而不管别人了。
And we do not care about.
这不是神的国。
This is not God's.
神的国是公义。
God's kingdom is of righteousness.
和平
，peace.
并圣灵的喜乐
，and joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以这一次，那我才就这个对这这是对着这些圣经啊。稍微有点清楚的认识。
It's this time that I have some more understanding of these two verses.
我觉得
国弟兄的问题是想问，在您自己属灵生命成长的这个过程里头，您是什么时候开始对这个国度这件事情开始有一个认识？刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，我们只是想到得救了，得救了上天堂就好了。那您自己个人的经历里头，什么时候神让您一下开启看见国度这个事情？
这很难说的，我
hard to say，
因为我和弟兄就一样。
Because I'm like brothers sisters。
我们讲到蒙恩得救。
When we talk about
salvation。我们讲到属灵生命。
Spiritual life。
我们讲到生命的长进。
Growth of。
我们讲到和弟兄姊妹之间的关系。
Relationship with brothers。
有时候我们讲到神的心意。
Sometimes the will of God。
或者有段时间讲到神的恢复。
Or restoration of God。
是怎样恢复他的同在？
How he restored his presence。
怎样恢复他的见证？
His testimony。
他怎样恢复圣灵的主权？
And the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit。
也是也讲过这样道。
And we also preach those。
但是对于神的国呢，这个没有一个很确定的、很清楚的一种印象。
However, concerning God's kingdom, we do not have an assured, very clear, thoughts。
所以开头我就跟弟兄这边说过。
So that's why I mentioned in the beginning.
我们听见这个道，听见这个名字。
We heard the term Kingdom of God.
但是我们不大确定。
But we are not sure.
起码我们没有活在其中。
At least we are not living in reality of the kingdom.
若是我们真明白、真认识的话，
If we truly understand,
我们会活在它里面了。
Then we can live in the reality.
我们既然没有活在里面，
Now that we are not living in
the kingdom. 那就说到我们所认识的最多不过是知识，就是。
That means what we know is but knowledge.
很多时候呢，知识也是一些的从外面来的。
Sometimes even the knowledge are second hand.
而不是真知识。
Not true knowledge.
所以，我没办法说一个确定的时间。
So I cannot tell a certain point.
也就是说，你要说要确定的话呢，可能这一次比较还要确定一点。
Maybe this is the time.I'm more certain.
所以我觉得中英教中英祝福我家呢，也对我也是有益处的。
So I believe Brother John commanded me to share this, and it's for my benefit.
从
那
边
遇
到那个神国和天国，
就
是大国的区别。
You mentioned about.
听到别人讲的说神的国是为所有所救的人预备，把天国。
Talk about the difference between God's kingdom and kingdom of heaven, and there is a difference of range or extent. And I heard a saying that kingdom of God is for all who believe, who are saved, and kingdom of heaven is only for disciples. I do not know if this saying is right or not.Which one is greater? Which one is smaller? Who is first?
我昨天晚上听，而且还听见了，神的国大，
对，比
天国小一点。
Talks about the kingdom of God is greater, is broader. The kingdom of heaven is small, narrow.
他也没有讲为什么呀？
是神，是神，神是
永远到永远。
天是后来的，好像是
这么。好像这样。
好。
Kingdom of God is from everlasting to everlasting, but the kingdom of heaven is brought by the Lord Jesus in history, in time.
另外一个是这个意义就是说，这里面的内容。这个天国是指的是说所有得救的人呢，不包含那些没有得救的，那个孩子也包含没有得救，就是这个神的国的话，就神在，就是等于说是神掌权的地方。你说那个什么那个黑暗势力还是神，就是神可以掌权的地方。对，那你说那个是不是天国的一部分，还是那个是神国的一部分？
我只光知道神的国不仅是包括得救人，也包括没有得救的人。
I know that the kingdom of God includes not only those who are saved, but also everyone, including not saved.
主在每一个人身上在掌权。
God reigns in everyone's life.
有的人呢，那么主就得得荣耀。
Some God will glorify.
有的人呢，就让他受去受亏损。
Some God will let them suffer.
都在主的掌权之下。
They are all under the sovereignty of God.
所以保罗就说，那你为什么说神还要责备人呢？
That's why Paul says, then why God
would do it?
If God is sovereign, then we cannot do
anything.
But how Paul says, who are you who can talk back to God?
难道咬匠不能从他泥土里做一个贵重器皿，也从另外一个泥土里做这个卑贱的器皿吗？
Can the potter make a out of a clay, honorable vessel.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
权柄在他手里面。
He has power.
他愿意怎样就怎样。
Whatever he pleases.
你读罗马书第九章的话呀。
If you read Romans chapter 9,
那一章里面特别说到神的主权。
That specifically talk about the sovereignty of God.
不在意你的传统如何。
Depends not on your tradition.
你祖先是如何。
Or your ancestors.
或者是这样的你出身如何。
Or how you came to be.Where it came from.
这个也不在于你的行为如何。
It doesn't depend on what you do.
也不在于你这个奔跑。
It doesn't depend on your running.
所以他说的不在于人的行为。
It doesn't depend on our deeds.
那在于神的拣选。
But on God's election.
不在人的定义奔跑。
It doesn't depend on our will and our purpose.
那在于神的怜悯。
Our runnings, but His mercies.
头一开始说到不在于人的出身。
It doesn't depend on our ancestors.
乃在于神的应许。
Or God's promise.
都是从亚伯拉罕生的。
And they are all born of Abraham.
以实玛利从亚伯拉罕生的。
Ishmael was born of
Abraham. 以撒也是从亚伯拉罕生的。
Isaac also.
但是神这个以实玛利神就没有多大后嗣。
But Ishmael.Is not the descendant of
Abraham. 以撒就成为他的后嗣。
Only Isaac is.
因为是以撒是神所应许的。
Because Isaac is from the promise of.
以实玛利是人奴隶做出来的。
Ishmael is born of man's will.
所以不在于人的出身。
So it doesn't depend on our.
乃在于神的应许。
But on the.
是不是神应许的？
Whether it's promise.
是你自己努力花功夫做出来的。
Or by your own effort.
也不在于人的行为。
It doesn't depend on our deeds.
乃在于神的拣选。
But the election of God.
雅各和以扫都在母亲肚腹里面。
Jacob and Esau are in the same womb.
圣经告诉利百加说，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恨恶的。
God told Rebecca that Isaac, Jacob I love, Esau I hate.
他们还没有生出来
，even before they were born，
行为还没有做出来
，even any deeds have been
done。那神就说是雅各是他所爱的
，God says, Jacob I love。
以扫是他所恨恶的
，Esau I hate。
那你这有什么话说的
？Then what can you say？
这完全是在于神的拣选。
It all depends on God's election。
神就拣选了雅各了。
God has chosen。
神没有拣选以扫。
God didn't choose。
所以不在于人的这个行为。
So it doesn't depend on their behavior。
乃在于神的拣选。
Depends on God.
你可能行为很好
，Maybe you behave very well.
但是神没有拣选
，But God didn't choose you.
那你还没得救
，So you are not saved.
可能有一个人呢犯了很多的罪
，Maybe one has sinned a lot.
在人看来，这个人是该被弃绝的
，And to man it's available.
但是神拣选他了
，But God has.
也不是成了一个神所使用的人
，Later become a useful vessel.
所以就没有话可说的
，Then we cannot say.
完全是在于神的拣选。
It completely up to God.
不在于人的行为
，It's not depend on our behavior.
也不在人的。定义和奔跑。
It doesn't depend on our.
我要努力。
Running, we shall.
我要花功夫。
We shall run with effort.
不在于你努力。
It doesn't depend on your effort.
乃在于神的怜悯。
It depends on the mercies of God.
神愿意怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Whoever He wants to have mercy.
神愿意恩待谁就恩待谁。
It will show mercy.
所以整个罗马书第九章都讲了神的主权。
Chapter 9 of Romans talks about the sovereignty of God.
他是神。
He is God.
主权在他的手里面。
Sovereignty is in His hand.
没有话可说。
Our and authority is in him.
你不能对他对他去犟嘴。
You cannot talk back.
他是主。
You cannot challenge
him. 你是一个你不过是一个受造之物。
He's God. You are made.
他是窑匠。
He's the potter.
你不过是一个泥土就是。
You are the lump of clay.
跟我们是人根，我们算什么？
What are we?
说十篇八篇，第六篇也算，人算什么？你亲眼见过他。
So Psalm 8 says, what is man? They are so mindful of him.
人算什么？你却顾念他。
What is man that you are even
caring? 我们想到我们自己，我们得救啊。
So we think of our own salvation.
我们实在觉得我们自己算不得什么。
Indeed, we feel that we are not.
但神这样眷顾我们。
But God still cares
for us.
He is so mindful.
不仅是拯救了我们，
not only saved us,
还天天在我们身上花功夫在制造我们，
and every day spend effort
to build us,
raise up all kinds of circumstances, what can we say?
我们就是说人算什么，你却顾念他。
We can only say, what is man, you are so mindful.
是算什么，你却眷顾他。
What is man of the world, you care for.
神就是这样爱我们。
God loves us.
人也没有话说。
Then other people can say nothing.
你如果说是神偏心了。
You say God shows partiality.
但是我们知道我们的神他是不偏心的。
We know our God shows no partiality.
是神有神的主权。
But God has His own sovereignty.
他喜欢这样，他不喜欢那样。
He likes this and doesn't like others.
这是神的神的国度。
This is the kingdom of God.
就是我们都在他的国度里头，在神那儿掌权管理一切的事情。
We are all living in the kingdom. He reigns in everything. 是 It's overcomers by God's election.
绝对是。
Absolutely.
不要说我要不得胜的就得胜的就得胜。
It's not that we say I want to be an overcomer.
我要得胜的，我反跌倒了。
I want to be an overcomer. I actually stumbled.
所以没法得胜。
We have no.
我们只有一件事，仰望神的怜悯。
There's only one thing we can do is to look up to His mercies.
神怜悯我。
And ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
所以在犹大书，我老是说这个。要在真道上建立自己。
So in the end of Jude, and it says to build yourself up in the most holy faith.
要在圣灵里祷告。
To pray in the Holy Spirit.
仰望神的怜悯。
Look up to the mercies of God.
让我一直都能活在神的爱这里面。
And always lives in the love of God.
这就是我们今天该有的态度。
And this is the attitude we should have today.
按照我们来说，没什么可夸口的。
To ourselves, we have nothing to boast.
也没什么可要求的。
And nothing we can demand.
我们都仰望主的怜悯。
We shall look up to the mercies of Jesus Christ to keep us.
也保守我们不失脚。
To keep us not from stumbling.
到那一天，我们可以欢欢喜喜的。
Until that day, we can joyfully
stand在主的面前。
Stand before the Lord.
这是我们今天该有的态度。
This is the attitude we should have today.因为时间的缘故，我想我们花一点时间在主面前有点祷告。我个人觉得我们今天的这个主题为弟兄交通的负担是在生活。我们可以 focus 在这个生活，不是在这些知识上。好，我们花点时间去祷告。